important that the believers do not indirectly promote racism and discrimination in their own family. In their own family. What I mean by that is, and they do it unconsciously, they do it indirectly, and they don't realize that they're doing it. Where if you constantly, and we understand what's going on, and we understand the oppression and the racism and the discrimination, but methadone, for example, if you're from a black family, a black Muslim family, and you read, you hear, you see, so you say, you read, you hear, you see, so you say constantly to your children, the white racist man, that white racist man, that white racist man. When you do that, it's possible that you are developing discrimination and racism in your own home. Your child can see what's going on the internet and the videos. Your child can see that that person is being racist and he's white. But does that mean you only have white racists? No, you have black racists. You have Chinese racists. You have Hispanic racists. So if you want your child to understand the dangers of racism, explain to him the dangers of racism. Explain to him and show him how there is systematic racism and discrimination in America. And there is systematic racism and discrimination in other parts of the world. But my point is, he should be able to identify discrimination and racism regardless of the ethnicity that it's stemming from. Regardless of the ethnicity that it is stemming from. Because it's possible, if you focus on white racism, or on black racism, or black discrimination, and you constantly mention the white racist man, the white racist man, your child would, one, hate all white people, and two, possibly be oblivious to racism and discrimination when it's presented from someone who is not white. So instead, I would say, advise your children against racism and discrimination, and show him examples, and mention to him examples. But you should also understand that it is not only white people that are racist. And you have Muslims that are white. You have Muslims that are Salafi. You have Muslims, Afwan, you have Muslims that are white. You have white brothers from America, from England, from Canada, that are upon the Sunnah. But if you develop this, and if you constantly focus on this, it's possible when your child sees that person, he feels away. He feels distant. Because he also always hears white racism, white racism. No, explain to him racism. Explain to him discrimination. If he travels to China and they're being racist and discriminating, he should be able to identify it. If he travels to Spain, if he travels to Russia, if he travels to Africa, if he travels to an Arab country, wherever he travels to, your children should be able to identify racism and discrimination. So racism is not attached to one ethnicity. Just like the principles of innovation. Innovation is not attached to one innovator. Innovation is a methodology. And our children and our family should be able to identify it wherever they travel to, whenever they come into contact with it. So this is my advice.